continuing our tradition of learning for those who do not have someone to learn on their behalf, please learn this week's Mishnah on the Parsha in the merit of Avram David Ben Binyamin. This year is brought to you by Chevalon the Mishnah and the OU. This week's share on Yom Kippur is entitled Yonah, a life journey. One of the high points of Yom Kippur is the Haftorah recited during Mincha, the cherished Sefer Yonah. The compelling narrative is familiar to most, charged with a mission to prophecy to the people of Nineveh and exhort them to tshuva, repentance. Yonah attempts to flee instead. After boarding a vessel on its way to Tarshish, Yonah and his traveling companions find themselves in great peril as Hashem summons a turbulent storm. At Yonah's behest, the sailors cast him into the waters and the storm subsides. Yonah is then swallowed by a great fish, and he beseeches the Almighty from within its cavernous bowels. The fish then deposits Yonah on dry land, and he submits to his mission. The people of Nineveh hear his call, and they mend their wicked ways. The connection to Yom Kippur seems obvious enough. As the culmination of the 10 days of repentance and a day of atonement and purification, Yom Kippur is the quintessential opportunity for tshuva, a major theme of this episode. Indeed, this is a central focus of the day. In the Shaar HaTzion, the Chafetz Chaim elaborates on this idea, presenting a more specific variation of the tshuva theme. The story of Yonah delivers a clear message. Don't give up. As Yom Kippur is a time of self-reflection, a person may become unnecessarily discouraged. Contemplating his deeds and personal standing and reflecting on his struggles, one could feel that he's beyond hope. All good intentions of the past have met with failure. Change has proven too difficult. He may conclude, erroneously, that overcoming his faults and improving his behavior is unrealistic. Resigned to his fate, he may decide that this is the way I will always be, and simply await the inevitable time when he will have to suffer the consequences. The prophet Yonah comes to counteract this notion. Nothing doing, the Navi announces. The entire storyline illustrates the futility and impossibility of evading one's responsibility. For whatever the well-intentioned calculations that Yonah made, which is discussed in length by the commentaries, he felt that he should and could abandon his mission. His ship was almost torn asunder. He practically drowned at sea, and he was swallowed by a huge sea creature. At that point, did it appear that the intended message would be delivered by Yonah to Nineveh? Would anyone have thought then that Hashem's will would be fulfilled? Yet not too long after, there was Yonah, standing at the gates of the city, persuading the masses to repent. The great lesson of the story, as it relates to our personal lives and our self-contemplation on this sublime day, is reflected in the Mishnah Navos. The Mishnah states, "Ve'aliyav tichacha yitzirecha, let not your heart convince you, shasha'ol beis manos lecha, that the grave is a place of refuge for you. Sha'al karchach atanotze, if a person is formed against his will, va'al karchach atachai, and ends his life against his will, va'al karchach atameis, and eventually dies against his will, and in the future must stand in judgment against his will before the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed is he." This concludes the Chafetz Chaim. It is one of the great truths of life and is particularly pertinent to someone on the verge of relinquishing his efforts. The stark reality is that there is no such thing as avoiding the fight. A person has been sent to this world with a mission to mend the blemishes of his soul by improving his ways. To this end, a Jew is charged with the holy task of expending his energies pursuing Torah, tshuva, and good deeds. Only in this manner will his soul reach the mandated level of perfection. It may take a lifetime of hard work, but the goal is definitely attainable. Aborting the mission is simply not an option. Hashem's will is for the individual to perfect his soul. If it is not accomplished during one's lifetime, he will simply be sent back. The netherworld is not a place of refuge. Until he has completed his mission of self-improvement, a person may be forced to return to this world multiple times. Our sages have made it quite clear that this option, known in rabbinic literature as Gilgul Neshamas, reincarnation, is a truly undesirable experience to be avoided at all costs. The Chayei Adam relates a story in which a particular tzaddik, a righteous individual, stood in judgment before the heavenly court after his passing. Although he was found to be quite meritorious, there was one area in which his divine service was lacking. Specifically, he had violated the severe transgression of pronouncing the name of Hashem in vain on numerous occasions. Before continuing on to his eternal and abundant reward, these failures had to be rectified. The tzaddik was given a choice: to temporarily return to earth in the form of a gilgul to make amends there, or to descend for a period of time to Gehenim. He chose Gehenim over being reborn. The extent to which this theme is interwoven into the fabric of Sefer Yonah is truly noteworthy. In addition to a factual, true account of Yonah's mission, the Vilna Gaon, throughout his commentary to Sefer Yonah, perceived an allegorical interpretation within the text. Yonah is a neshama, which is charged with a mission to fulfill in this world, perfecting the soul. The neshama boards a vessel to journey through this world, namely the body. But the person tries to flee from Hashem and avoid fulfilling his charge. Eventually, the individual is swallowed up and departs from this world, leaving his task unfinished. What happens after that? And the word of Hashem came to Yonah a second time, it states, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh." The neshama is sent back to earth to finally accomplish its intended mission. Before this holy day draws to a close, Sefer Yonah reminds us of this timely lesson. The blemishes of the soul will inevitably be addressed. The time to get started is now.